Presley with Martin Bester.
One of the most talked about stories, unfortunately, in the news the last couple of weeks, the disappearance of 6-year-old Joshlyn Smith in the Western Cape area. And the details coming out, nothing short of disturbing and shocking. I think I run out of words to describe it. But just to make sure that we know exactly what the latest is and what's going on and what we're actually dealing with here, on the line is Ashley Sauls. He's the Deputy Provincial Chairperson for the Patriotic Alliance. The reason we got him on the show this morning is he was there with Gayton McKenzie throughout the duration so far of this investigation. And as I understand it, good morning, Ashley. Are you well?
Good morning, Martin. I'm doing very well, thank you. I think I have a slight flu, but we're doing well. Thank you so much.
Listen, thanks for taking the time to speak to us, because as you speak right now, as I understand it, are you outside the police station in Saldanha?
That's correct. I've spent the night at the police station in front of the police badge or emblem that I don't trust anymore, that I don't feel is representative of safety and security for the citizens of South Africa. I am totally disappointed, and I don't have any pride in that emblem, and I'm hoping that this case will restore confidence in the South African Police Service badge. So yes, I spend the night, because we are saying we don't want anything else. We want answers. Where is Joshlyn Smith?
Where is the search right now? What do we know? What are they telling us about the search? How far are they? How far are they not?
Martin, just a little bit of context. You know, as you know, our president, Gayton McKenzie, was first on the scene, and the rest of us joined after. He showed extreme leadership by listening to the community. And what one of the outcries was that the police is not listening to the community, the information that the community is giving. And so there was a huge vacuum and a huge gap between the SAPS and the community with regard to this case. And what Gayton McKenzie did was literally bridge that gap. And he literally came on the ground, did that, and obviously we all joined in, and we are still here. And so as far as the case is now, as you've heard on public platforms, that the SAPS and government institutions feels that we are interfering, and yet we've just aided the investigation. So we were then asked to step back and just wait on the professional and the experts to get on the matter and so on. We did that. We stepped back. And now we in limbo. We every day that goes by, the whole country and I would risk saying the whole world is waiting for updates, is waiting for what is going on. Because when we were on the ground, when Gayton McKenzie was on the ground together with us as his team, there was updates every single day on Facebook. And that was the medium that we could use. And people would know in real time, unfiltered, unedited, what is going on. Now that it's handed over to the experts, the experienced volunteers, and whatever they call themselves, everybody's waiting. No one's saying anything. And that's the reason why I slept at the police station, to say, what is the latest?
I
can't answer that question, Martin.
Yeah, so would some of that information not be sensitive? I mean, I'm no expert on the field, but I do know when investigations, or certain investigations, they stop giving information through because it could jeopardize the case. Is that not the case here?
Well, then tell us the information that's not so sensitive. Speak in general, for heaven's sake, if you have to.
Yeah.
Tell us we are close to cracking the case. Tell us that we have found a body, or tell us that Joshlyn is alive based on the intel that you have. Tell us something.
We are
not asking you to give us details. We're not asking you to tell us which address or which person you have or whatever. But don't make us feel like we need to beg for information of a matter that is of public interest and a child that has touched our lives in the way that she did. It's like our own child. Who wants to wait a few more days when they decide this is the information that we need to hear? What we need to hear is, based on this professional expertise that you have, is our child alive or not? Have you found something? Are you close?
Good morning, Ashley. It's Khada from the newsroom. Since the appearance of those four suspects in court last week, the community have been very angry because they say they believe that A, some of the suspects are not supposed to be there. They are the wrong arrests. And B, not everybody have been arrested. Has it been calmer in the community since the suspects are now behind bars and are going to apply for bail this week?
It's only calmer because of the people's faith and belief in Gayton McKenzie. He's the one that's keeping the community calm on the ground. I mean, he's being told, he's being said to have been guilty of kidnapping, for example, and the reason why, yet he intervened when the community wanted to exercise mob justice on one of the alleged accused. And he then stepped in, took the gentleman to the police, and now government is saying, or the authorities are saying, it's kidnapping. So I'm saying to you that if it wasn't for him, there wouldn't have been this kind of calm that there is. But Serda, you are absolutely correct when you say that the community feels that the people that are that was at court, one of them, according to the community, one of them, the lady with the red gown there, Pumzile, the community is saying her neighbor, who's been living next to her for 17 years, says that woman has never been involved in Muti, was never Sangoma. The only link, apparently, is that this, the Ayanda, who's now, I'm told, in witness protection, how he gets to be state witness, and he's a central part of the case, is beyond all of us. But nevertheless, they link this Pumzile woman to him because she's a distant cousin. But yet, Ayanda's sister is the Sangoma. Ayanda's sister is the one that practices these things, but she's not arrested. So the community is up in arms, saying they know this Pumzile woman. Of course, I can't talk for Pumzile because I'm not from this community, but I'm merely relaying what is happening on the ground. And what I'm telling you is what is happening on the ground. And it's only Gayton McKenzie that's keeping them at bay, but the more the police is doing things like this and the community is seeing it in a different way, it's not making it better for them. And then the fact that they are so silent is even worse. They
are silent,
extremely loud. They're not talking to us. And now we need to beg them because there's this concept of there's certain information that's on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah,
or tell us information that we need to know. We need to know one thing. Is Jocelyn alive or not? How close are you to getting our time?
You keep coming back to the point that the community probably knows a lot.
They know a lot.
The community can tell you and can help you a lot. So apart from the Pumzile lady and the Sangoma, what else are you hearing from the community that should be heard and should be taken seriously or more seriously?
That Ayanda and Renz, the two people that's now state witness, they are a central and core part of this case and is involved. So why are they the ones now that's considered to be friends of the state and they are giving information? That's what's happening in the community right now. So it's all five that the community is saying with others. There's another person that's not there. His name is Nilo. And our president, His Excellency Gayton McKenzie, got that. That was the last person we went to pick up at the house and bring to the police station. When we brought Nilo to the police station, the police says they don't need him, they don't know him, he doesn't need to be there. We heard last night that they went to pick up Nilo. So when we brought him days ago, they didn't want him. Now they go and take him. The community has been talking to the police. They've not followed those leads. Martin, I'm wearing around my neck as part of my silent protest. I'm wearing the sandal, the croc that I found at the beach. I'm wearing the ribbon, a school ribbon that I found at the beach. I'm wearing the sock that I found at the beach. We've been asking since we found it, can someone just do a DNA test? They say, no, we asked the mother, it's not her croc. Well, the mother has been lying. The police has been lying when they said they did a lie detector test and she passed it. Then they went to pick her up. So that means we can't believe the mother. We can't believe Kelly. So why don't they set us at ease and tell us, do a test and tell us if this croc belongs to this sandal belongs to little Jocelyn or not? Whether this ribbon belongs to little Jocelyn or not? So we are sitting here with stuff and we are made to feel like we are inexperienced. We don't know what we're doing. Yet we are the ones, as the community at large, are the ones who has been providing key information to the police since the start of it. But they are at the point where the police, using as a smoke screen their expertise, they are just using that as a reason to ignore what the community is saying.
Yeah. Ashley,
and that is wrong on so many levels.
Ashley, is that why the Navy was called in? We can't really understand why. Can you tell us why the Navy, local Navy, was brought in?
I guess to make a movie for the news. Because there's witnesses in the community that says that the Navy and all those people, they were on some ski boats and things like that for 5 minutes on the water to make it look like there's a search. And that was the clip that they played on mainstream media. And the reason why mainstream media, and no offense to you guys, but I must say it, the reason why mainstream media is so worried about the fact that people are looking for updates on Facebook is because it's unedited, it's unfiltered. The people right now is interested in authenticity. They don't want the sugar-coated nonsense that is being portrayed, and then you want to use it, you want to use as a smoke screen.
Ashley?
Professionalism.
Hi, so, sorry, it's Felicity here. I just wanted to ask you a question. What is the community's opinion around Jocelyn's mother and Jocelyn's mother's boyfriend?
That they are involved. Let me first say hi, Felicity. Excuse me for my disrespect. Hi, Felicity.
Hi.
So they believe that the mother and the boyfriend is involved in this matter, that they should know not only are they guilty of whatever happened to Jocelyn, but the community feels that they should know where Jocelyn is, exact location. And the community feels like, how is it that all these people are in police custody, but with all that expertise and professionalism, they still don't know where Jocelyn is?
Mm-hmm. When is the next appearance?
On the 13th of March.
This coming Wednesday. Ashley, thank you very much for your time. Really do appreciate it. And there's a whole lot happening right there. You're on the ground. You're at the police station in Saldanha. So I thank you for sharing what you've been seeing and hearing with us. I really do appreciate it. And all the best and strength. I know this is a very, very tough one. And we feel it all the way up here in Gauteng, the entire country.
Can I ask you a question, Martin, or rather make a request, if you don't mind?
For sure.
Could you help us just ask one question to the authorities? We want answers. Can you just ask them, where is Jocelyn? Can you please just ask that question? Let them do updates. Let them call your station and just give us some sort of update so that we know how far it is. But thank you very much for the platform and the opportunity. On behalf of the Saldanha community, the Diazville community, our president, His Excellency Gates McKenzie, thank you very much for the opportunity.
And I agree with you. That is the all-important question right now. The only thing that we should be focused, not the only thing, but the most important thing is to find her.
Yes.
Thank you for your time, Ashley. All the best.
Thank you, Martin. All the
Cheers
best.
Bye-bye. Ashley Sauls there on the line, Deputy Provincial Chairperson of the Patriotic Alliance.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Driving you to work every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.